And now, with a comprehensive look at local, regional, and national sports news, scores, and highlights, it's Aaron Kauk with the Skinny on Sports Report.
It's good to have you with us for this event.
Good afternoon, Western Oklahoma. I'm Aaron Kauk, and this is the Skinny on Sports Report. Elk City Elks had an impressive showing at the weekend's Class 4A State Tennis Tournament held at the OKC Tennis Center. Max Murray finished 8th in number 1 singles. Jackson Ivester was 4th in number 2 singles. Number 1 doubles team of Brewer and Welch came home 3rd. Number 2 doubles team of Brewer and Coslow lost in the championship match to claim the silver medal. The Elks scored 19 team points to finish in 3rd behind only Ada and Metro Christian. Both in-state schools are through their first round of 3 at the regional golf tournament out at Rancho Santa Fe, California. Oklahoma State has shot off the pace in 2nd place after a 2-under par first round. Oklahoma's setting in 5th. They shot 4 over as a team. Sooners true freshman Ryder Cowan struggled to 4 over par today, a 74 in his first round. Oklahoma Sooners are the Big 12 softball tournament champs after pasting Texas 5-1 on Saturday inside Hall of Fame Stadium in Oklahoma City. It's OU's 9th Big 12 tournament title under the legendary Patty Gasso. That title earned Oklahoma the 2nd overall seed in the national tournament. Texas hung on to the top seed in the tournament. Sooners will play of host to a 4-team regional of Oregon, Boston, and Cleveland State. That starts Friday. Oklahoma State was ushered out of the Big 12 tournament early, but it didn't keep them from a top national seed. Cowgirls are the 5th overall seed. They'll get Northern Colorado, Kentucky, and Michigan. Oklahoma City Thunder were unable to wrestle home court advantage back from the Dallas Mavericks in Saturday's Game 3 in Dallas. Thunder led by double digits midway through the 3rd before Dallas stormed back to a 105-101 win. 2nd straight game, P.J. Washington led the Mavs with 27. SGA had 31 for Oklahoma City in a losing effort. That leads into tonight's must-win Game 4 in the Metroplex. A loss by the Young Thunder tonight virtually guarantees a series loss. Teams that go up 3-1 are 258-13 in the history of NBA playoffs. That's just a tick over a 95% success rate. You can hear Thunder Mavs 98.1 FM and 1240 AM. Pregame gets started at 7. The tip will come at 8:30. Check back tomorrow for your daily sports fix right here on the Skinny on Sports Report. I'm Aaron Kauk.